everybody, and welcome to The Game Won't Play Itself, Episode 7. I am one of your co-hosts, Will McKellar, aka Lard Tea Maker, and joining me as always is the partner in crime, the legend, the myth, maybe in some circles, it's James Atkinson.
I'm pretty sure I am a myth at this point, because I keep saying, oh, don't worry, you'll see me stream, and it's been all crickets. It's the myth of when will James actually decide to get off his ass and stream.
We're doing it the same way like Microsoft. It's when we're good and ready, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. It's when it's good and ready.
I'm enjoying it, so I don't mind taking it off at the moment, because it's what, this week so far, what, 14 hours?
I have the videos to prove it.
So crazy, crazy, crazy time. But it's all good fun, you know, because we're getting there. It's moving forward. It's going the right way. And we're thanking everybody who joined us, who has subscribed. You know, it's been wonderful.
Yeah, it's been a ton of fun. We've been happy to keep creating content for you guys.
Yeah, the more people who actually join us, the more we'll do for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's simple, because we love you guys.
Now for all your streams, we did Battle Cattle just like say, oh crap, some people are sick, Will, can you just fill the voids? Or was it just like, I got this new thing, so I want to play with it?
At this moment in time, the schedule for Battle Cattle, which, by the way, is on the Battle Cattle UK Twitter, and also on my Twitter, you can see the picture of the schedule. They mostly do the evenings during the week. So, you know, during the day, there's free slots. Now, this week especially, with, you know, I'm not having to, you know, be full-on carer at this moment in time. So I can be more flexible during the day. So if I feel like streaming, depending on what's happening around the house, I can just go, oh, I just feel like streaming, so I'm going to do it. Because no one else is there because they're working. They have, you know, other
9-to-5
jobs. Yeah.
I know what that's about.
Yeah, it was, being a carer, technically, I'm on call 24 hours. So, you know, things like that can actually be a bit more flexible for me. So that's pretty much what I've been doing. Again, this week, I just thought, like, bugger it, I might as well stream.
Makes perfect sense. I mean, I know I'm looking at trying to find a regular time when I can actually do it. And the thing is with me is, like, I get the free time, but I'm like, well, if I got, like, but for me, it'd be like, what if I do it for an hour and I'm bored? And I'm like, well, I'm bored. Thanks for showing up, everybody. But I gotta go now, because I don't feel like playing this game anymore.
Well, that's the thing. You know, from my experience from being over 2 years now, well over 2 years I've been doing streaming on and off.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was that gap last year that I didn't do any stream. I think it's like April to September. I didn't do any real big amount of it. And then just suddenly from when we started really pushing it on the other stuff we used to do, that's when I really started going for it. But the thing is, you got to do times that you're comfortable with. I mean, if you're only comfortable doing an hour, just schedule yourself to do an hour and that's it. You know, if you a certain game you want to just continue to play and do like big long streams, because I know someone who does a stream 12 hours a day every day.
Yeah, there's some people,
and that's crazy.
That, and that's, but is that what they do for? Is that their 9-to-5, or?
It looks like that might be their 9-to-5 because I haven't seen the partnering yet, though. I haven't seen the partner bit, because maybe I wasn't looking down at the screen going, oh, look, there's the $4.99 a month fit. But if it is, then, yeah, because they don't have a huge following like a Zonda,
right,
for example. But it's what they want to do, and it's, you know, it's like us. We want it as part of our career. So, yeah. You know, all the power to them if they can do it. I mean, yeah, today was an exception to the ruling with myself, but because I normally try to do a 2 hour slot, because I like doing 2 hours, because it's long enough to get into a game and get, you know, pretty far if you want, but it's not overstaying my welcome, so to speak, so people can't get bored of us, except, you know, on a Tuesday when I do pinball on a Tuesday during the day. I tried to join in Battle Cattle with the Rocket League on Tuesday evening, and then at the end of it, it's late night lard, so
right,
there's another 2 hour stream.
So Tuesday's your big day.
Yeah. Tuesday's the day when I'm in your face. Straight in your face, you know. But it's fun. It really is fun.
Yeah, and the other thing with me too is just like I'm going like, well, I'm gonna wait. Oh wait, Will's on. I'm gonna stream. Oh wait, Will's on.
Well, we said the other night when you said to us, "I'm going to stream." It's like, what time are you stream?
I fell asleep. I was going to probably stream around 10 o'clock our time, which is way wait. Early in the morning your time.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning here. So
no. Called not worth it. A clock.
Yeah, no, he's looking at going, do I step and watch it? Do I step and watch it? You know, so you know, I want to support, but crazy o'clock at times I can't do it. But
it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy o'clock. It's like, don't worry about it, Will. It's crazy o'clock.
But yeah, you know, if you can find a regular day for yourself, regular evening, maybe for just an hour, one bit. Try from there, and then you get into a rhythm, you get the consistency going, and then if you're enjoying it, people will go watch.
There we go. I'll have to figure something out. Maybe I'll just start doing it the day after the stream, after the podcast every Friday. Just do it for an hour. Do the 1 hour show wrap up.
Yeah, just sort of stream away and just there we go. Because it gives us something extra.
Maybe I'll start tonight.
Ooh. Ooh.
Or for everybody else who's watching the VOD of this, 7/29/2016.
Or, yeah, it should be on the YouTubes by the time it comes out. we are getting a nice little buffer ready to just start stacking up so we can.
Yes, yes, there is a buffer ready. I needed to create a buffer. So. Or as I like to call it, James dumps all the videos active on Friday nights. Usually while we're recording the podcast.
Because we're multitasking.
Exactly. That's why it's all the frantic clicking you hear in the background is usually me just like Will going, and I did this on Tuesday, and I did this on Wednesday, and I'm going, oh god, I didn't release those videos. I've got to put them up.
Yeah, that's tap, 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 not fap, fap, fap.
Yeah, tap, tap, just... tap. It's more like frantic Ooh. Clicking. Hands are here, man. Hands are here.
But anyway, shall we get on with the news?
Yeah, let's get on with the like whole one piece of news that we have because it's been dead in August, in July.
Yeah, it's like it's an anticipation building, really. The biggest and the funniest news bit. I shouldn't really laugh because it's quite mean and harsh on my account, but you know how Nintendo shares went up quite rapidly because of Pokemon Go?
Yes.
Well, last weekend, they had a conference call with their shareholders, and someone pointed out to them that it's not an actual Nintendo game. And so their shares dropped 17.7% straight after knowing that. Whoops. You know, maybe if someone kind of... See, I would say if they kept their mouth shut, that wouldn't have happened, but... Now, speaking from the other side of this, where as a shareholder of a company, where if you're lied to, you get very pissed off about it very quickly. Yeah, they did the right thing by saying it. It's just a case of the hit they took was like, oof.
I think they did the legal thing because they're supposed to tell shareholders about that type of stuff. You're not supposed to lie to your shareholders.
Yeah, that's just a bit. The opposite side of it, well, I'd be fucking pissed if they'd lied to me. Because I'm going to say stuff now that has been released into the wild a few weeks ago via MTV. Now, I'm a shareholder for Jinx TV. I have about 6 shares in there, so not much. It's on the low scale. Now, I got these from a crowdfunding source thing, which basically they wanted to do... They wanted members of the public to help them get to the point where they were supposed to get an Xbox Live app, a PlayStation 4 app. They were asking people if they wanted to be on the creative board to help change the direction of where the company was going. Yeah, right. Things like that. And also video on demand service part for 6 months. Now, I put my money in. I got the shares. I got maybe a month of the video on demand service. I'm still waiting to hear about going onto the creative board 6 months ago, and they still have not got the two apps for the Xbox and PlayStation 4 yet. So pretty much I was lied to. And everybody else who went into that crowdfunding bit was lied to. Because they used that money to help garner ITV and Sky to back them so they could go on to Sky and change it to more sort of an esports bit. So, yeah, they kind of broke the rule on that one. So I can understand, you know, where they're coming from of you have to be legal, you have to tell the shareholders the truth. But it's still a big hit on their part.
Yeah, no. But they've got a console in the works that's going to be coming out soon, so there's a good chance that you'll see that turnaround relatively quickly.
And it also gives them an idea of if they actually do stuff like this for mobile, the potential money they could make on it.
Oh, so. Yeah. I mean, like, I can see, like, a Mario Maker app being just huge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do it in the vein of, like, you know, okay, it's built, certain games are already built that way. I mean, Candy Crush is already built like a Super Mario overworld map. Okay, you have X amount of lives, you need to talk to your friends to give you more one-ups so you can play levels that get progressively harder. It's a freaking, you just gotta develop it.
Yeah, it's...
And it's not like you don't have a community of people that haven't been making Mario maps for better on a couple, you know, like 8-9 months now?
Hmm.
That you could be like, hey, we're going to put your map, you know, this map was developed by this person. Oh my god, cross-platform between mobile and this. But I think one of the main reasons why Nintendo probably hasn't doing that because the mobile cell phone genre is a direct competition to their handhelds.
Yeah, whereas I think they need to have a happy medium where they're actually going to get, you know, sort of crossover between mobile and console properly. Because I know, obviously, you know, you've got the Xbox and you've got PlayStation trying to dabble in that sort of thing, but it hasn't really worked for them yet.
I think the most successful company has probably been Square Enix. I mean, you can play most of the original Final Fantasies on your mobile devices now.
Wow. That's cool. Because I know they're with their Hitman Go and Tomb Raider Go as well.
Yeah, and they've got, like, a lot of the major stuff. And I know Brave Frontier, which is one of the huge mobile games, they've actually just come out with a Final Fantasy version of it with all Final Fantasy characters and stuff, which is, it's addictive as all hell, and I have it on my thing. I haven't spent any money on it, but I kind of messed around with it and went, oh, this is kind of cool.
So, yeah, so the money's potentially there if they do it, so...
The money's potentially there if they third-party license Mario and they start making games and they go the way the Sega does, too. Yeah. But
they need to bring Nintendo stuff out on consoles, the other consoles. They would make an absolute fortune from doing that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, just leave the console making to the other people there now, because, again, because they were having trouble with HD... In during the Wii U sort of generation, they even admitted that they we don't fully understand how to do HD gaming. And so if they're having trouble with this sort of stuff, and Sony and Microsoft are, you know, and PC are going, yeah, okay, we can do this quite easily. They go just hand it over and just go, here we go, make us third party for them.
The only issue I think that they're having, and there was an article I read about this in Forbes that was discussing it, is that, like, Nintendo has kind of started to feel like, well, we do, is that we've kind of found our niche and we're going to have a system that isn't as powerful as the other guys, but it's going to allow our developers that they, you know, to have lower budgets because they don't need to have, like, 4K graphics on every single one of their games, which is... arguably a great, you know, a good thing. Oh, I don't have to spend like $200 million developing a game for the NX.
Mm.
But you run into another issue that most developers who are developing games go, well, PlayStation, PC, and Xbox all have HD. I can develop my game for those three platforms and then just worry about porting them. Versus then, how the hell am I going to downgrade it down to a Wii game, which has got a lower spec graphics? Because it's easier for me to develop, spend more money and develop for three consoles and get more profitable sales off that versus a Wii console. And I think that's one of the problems that they're having with the discussion between developers and, you know, publishers and Nintendo is it like there's that kind of disconnect where like most development cycles for major games are, I would say, like second tier games. We're not talking like AAA games, but second tier level games that usually come out in most consoles, you don't see them on the Wii. Because the companies are just like, we just don't have the money to develop, to downgrade, develop this. I mean,
and they didn't also have the faith as well that the Wii U was going to sell. And that was the thing. They were like, this is too much of a financial risk. We're not going to do it.
Yeah, and sometimes they even screw up the PC ports of it. I mean, let's go back to one of my favorite games of all time, Batman. It was crap. It was a bad port. And there are bad ports. So, I mean, they don't, they screw up games that they can't even, that they've developed for three major things. So, tried to downgrade it and put it in, and I'm, you know, so, Nintendo's in a funny place. It's definitely got some good things going for it. There's got some decent PR, but, who knows?
Yeah, what can you say? Hopefully it'll...
Zelda.
Yeah.
Zelda, man. I will buy an NX just to play Zelda, and I will be happy with my purchase, and it'll probably be the only game I ever buy for the NX. Unless they come out with Pokemon Go for the NX. Don't ask me how they'd make that work.
Well, it depends how the actual console is, really, doesn't it? Because I'm hearing it's more mobile game based, and it's so it's all rumors.
I just want to get Google Glasses to play Pokemon Go on my Google Glasses. How insane would that be? See, like, some one person stop in the middle of the street, and they're just, like, looking at it, the Google Glass, like, what? Dude, Charizard. Shh. Be very quiet. I've got to sneak up on it, or else I won't be able to catch it.
You're like Robin Hobbycraft the other day. He was handing Hobbycraft, and he's like, shh. He's like, what? I've got to catch it. Now you can talk again. They're like, what? are they moving by sound? Do they hear you and fuck off? Is that what's happening? Because I don't really give a shit. But one thing I do give a shit about, right, is that, and it's not much of a shit for me, it's for you guys. Because I know, especially for the PC owners, you know. For James, you know, see, it's No Man's Sky. The PC version has been pushed back a few days. 3 days, to be exact. Again, this is from Eurogamer. According to the game's official website, the PC release won't launch until August 12th. But it will be available on Steam, GOG, the Humble Store, and IM8Bit, where you can snag the $150 Explorer Edition. Conversely, the PS4 version will arrive in Europe on August 10th, which we knew.
I'm okay with it. It's a Friday.
But the other good news is that the PS4 players won't need PlayStation Plus to play in the games online.
That's huge.
Which is really big. Really good.
That's really big. Because like almost every other game you need to play online needs to have it played, like Destiny, do anything on Destiny, do anything on The Division, you need online, so.
this is probably because the chances of encountering another player in a universe consisting of 18 quintillion planets is so unlikely that No Man's Sky has been deemed a single player game.
It almost has at this point.
Even though, myself and Steve Miller, Mr. Steven, as part of Battle Castle, will be wanting to stream No Man's Sky on the PS4, and we said about, you know,
me and Chris are probably going to do a joint stream together of it on PC.
Cool, so we can get two different versions of it on the YouTube.
Yeah.
Which is even cooler.
I think me and Chris are going to be space pirates.
Nice.
That's my plan, at least. I'm not actually going to build anything of my own. I'm just going to raid other people's shit.
If you run into one of our planets, that would be even cooler. Because I'm sure they've hooked the server up so PC and PS4 are same universe.
I don't think they're running it one. I don't think they're running two copies of this universe. If they are, they're nuts. Do they have a server that has enough processing power to run like two of them, let alone one? I don't think so.
But it was a nice thought, you know. Maybe.
Find Lard Tea Maker's planet. What are you going to do? Nuke it from orbit.
to be sure.
Exterminatus is the only way to be sure. Purge the heretic.
It's like, no, my planet's gone. It's like, if I ran into Alderaan, it's just not here anymore.
It'll just, you'll come back and your planet will have been mined down to nothing, just a floating middle finger in like the middle of the universe, just floating through the air.
It's got a sign that's like S3. It's like, you bastard. And speaking of outrage, right, this sort of one snuck in under the radar for us over the weekend, so we didn't actually see it. Marvel Ultimate Alliance came out on the consoles, this generation consoles, as sort of like a HD remaster thing.
Right.
So you can get both of them in one pack. But on digital and PSN over here, it's £45. £45 for both of them. It's like, why? It should be, if it was £30, I would have went, okay, I really should be saving money for, you know, EGX in September, but there you go, take it. But no, it's kind of like, I'm going to be waiting now, which is a shame because I like them. And then it'd be a great co-op stream game to do. It really would, because, you know, you get to play Marvel characters, for fuck's sake. Why not? How would that not be a good thing to do, to stream? But, yeah, I'm going to wait on that one. So, lower your prices. Damn it. And what's this other one, matey? What's this other one?
This is something that I just remembered from earlier on. The TBS, the Turner Broadcasting Station in the United States, has been doing the Esports League, which has its CSO, which is doing CSO Go, Counter-Strike Offensive. Mm-hmm. And they having their semifinals tonight, which is live on Twitch, and is going to be live, and then show a replay on TV, and then have the finals live at 4 p.m. tomorrow to have the finals. And it's their news came out saying that they've actually renewed it for a second season in September, and it's going to be featuring the first competitive Overwatch League.
Knew that wouldn't be long, though, didn't you? Really? I mean,
We knew Overwatch was going to be an esport, but the big, especially with rank coming up, but the fact that the first real iteration of it is going to be live on TV, cable TV versus Twitch, I think that's kind of showing you that they're kind of thinking outside of the box.
Yeah.
A little bit, that it's going someplace, and Turner Broadcasting renewed it for a second season, so it must be getting good some ratings at least.
Yeah, especially considering how big esports is around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They must look at it and go, "Oh, we've really got a way to tap into this here. Let's do it."
Well, they're the only people showing it live on TV right now in the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, why ESPN has done, like, you know, Heroes of the Dorm and stuff like that, but it's nothing consistent. Hey, we're just getting coverage of freaking the British Premier League and everything anyways, so the fact that we're slowly catching up on everything else.
Yeah, because there is the British Premier League that the League of Legends stuff that was over at MCM last year. It's like, trying to watch League of Legends, I just cannot. It's one of those things where I look bewildered. It's like, so what's going on here? Oh, this. I have no idea what you've said. You sound passionate for it, and I like you for that, but no idea.
It's like, back in my day, we used to play those maps on StarCraft. Brood War on Battle.net. It was custom-made maps.
Dawn of War, damn it. The original Guild Wars. She's nice, but Dawn of War 3 I can get now.
Yeah, Dawn of War 3. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. So, to stuff that we're going to be talking about and what we're going to be playing, you know, because this is going to be a shortish episode, and it's light. You know, it's light on stuff this week. So, James has come up with a great idea to talk of something to talk about. So, I'll let James let you know what it is.
It's the end of the month in July. And July was a little light on games. I mean, when you think about it, the biggest game that we know of that got released is that what everyone's been talking about is Pokemon Go, a free to download app for your smartphone. It's been a little rough. So I think we were interested in talking about is what games we're excited for in August. Because August has some big thumpers coming out. Once again, it's still a little light because we're in kind of the summer window of nobody wants to release a big game because it's, you know, leading up to the new year and obviously it's Black Friday and everything. But there's some great games, and I think it'd be good to kind of discuss what our, I guess, top couple games coming out next month would be. At least that we're most excited for to play.
So, yeah, I mean, do you want to go first or do you want me to just say a couple?
Cause, I think we can already decide No Man's Sky is like on both of our lists.
We just
get that one out of the way. No Man's Sky, it's there. We don't need to talk more about it. It's No Man's Sky.
It's going to be a time sink. We know this. We just discussed it, you know.
If you like, there's gonna be like a stream where you'll be like, okay, hey guys, you know, we're here to do the stream. There's totally stuff going on. By the way, now we're gonna play No Man's Sky. Thanks for seeing the game. We'll play itself. Goodbye.
Yeah. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
We'll see you next week. We're alive. It's like me coming out, just like looking like Gandalf does. It's just like, oh, run, you fools, run, No Man's Sky. Look for me in 2 days. Look to the east. I will be coming back.
Twiddling your beard up into like a controller.
Yeah.
I need it for No Man's Sky, Sonny. So how many planets you visited? One.
I've just explored my first planet. It was marvelous. But aside from that, getting out of that, I think next for me is Deus Ex, Mankind Divided.
Yes. That looks good. If it's as good as the first one, with maybe a little bit of Jensen using his outside voice more, rather than just going around going, why did he sound like Geralt?
It's a game right up your alley, because like you just enjoy games where like guys whisper angrily under their breath the entire time.
Yeah, that's sarcastic as fuck.
I mean, you'd be going to a game where the guy doesn't talk. I mean, Doom Guy doesn't talk. He just punches things with his fists.
And just runs around shooting things, going, I can't stay still.
You stay still, you die in that game.
That's fun. You know, don't want to stand still when you're shooting shit.
No.
Means you become a bigger target. But yeah, Deus Ex. I am looking forward to it. I do want to play it because, say, I enjoyed... I enjoyed, you know, the rebooted one. I enjoyed it. It was really good. The choices are better, and apparently you can pass the boss fights without killing any of them.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. And I know that they really worked hard to revamp their combat system, because they even say in the first one, it was just, you know, stealth was always the better option. You know, because combat was just so hard. So they made it so, like, if you want to go loud, you can go loud. And it's not going to be that bad of a thing.
Yeah, which is nice. Because the choice, that's the biggest thing about the Deus Ex games. It's the choice of it, how you wanted to handle it. So, other big game that I am looking forward to is Assetto Corsa. Mm-hmm. Which looks... It feels like it should be Project Cars again, but there's a couple of other elements in it I've seen on the PC that make this a little bit more fun, like caravan racing. Now, Ed showed me last year a video of it racing at Monza, and they come down to where the chicane is, and you have to really brake heavily, and you get to the chicane and you see all the actual caravans go whoop and fall over on the side. It was really, really brilliant. And also, you've got Robin Reliant Racing as well. And they're freewheelers, and they want to fall over. And, you know, if you watch the episode of Top Gear, where Clarkson was driving one of these things, you can see how easily this happens, and it's fucking brilliant. So that's what I want to watch. I want to play as well.
I've got one. It's an alpha that's coming out for a game, and it's a game that looks really cool. If you've ever played any of the Stalker series, Stalker, Shadows of Chernobyl. This game is called Escape from Tarkov. So it's in the vein of kind of like the Ark series of games where there's a persistently generated world and stuff. But you're kind of in a dystopian Russian city. And you are basically kind of like a mercenary slash stalker slash something along those lines. And it's all about getting guns, modding guns, and then kind of wandering around. And it's very fluid and looks very nice. It's first person. It looks like it's taking like the Z mod and like taking it to 11 and making it first person. So like, you know, you meet up, there's round around talking, there's RPG elements where you level up skills. If you die, you lose your equipment, but you can also like get yourself safe houses and store equipment and stash equipment in places. So yeah. there's no building aspect. It's more like you wander around this persistently generated world, find guns, mod the shit out of guns, and just try and survive. Like get food, and the only thing, the way you can survive is either like against NPCs and against players. So like they show like this great thing where like there's a like a gang has stored up in a warehouse. And a group of people stormed the warehouse to take out the gang because they had medical supplies. And a third group of people knew about this and they waited for them to fight each other out. And they get injured and just to come in afterwards after they've all expended all their ammo and just mop them up and reap the spoils from both sides.
Yeah.
So, big heavy emphasis on PvP. And it's the alpha, but it looks to be amazing.
Sweet. So we'll have to hear more about that when we get to it. Mm-hmm. I guess. So I think, is there something else? Was there a third game?
Madden comes out.
It's Madden. Yes. Yay.
Do you want to pay $60 for your roster updates? Madden's coming out.
That's okay. We'll be playing enough of Fantasy Madden.
Yeah.
Fantasy NFL, that starts again in September. So. Because you know we signed up to that league.
Yeah.
Oh, hey! Now, last year, right in mm-hmm. in this league, the NFL and everybody else, including yourself, when saw my predictions of how my team was going to play, and everybody went, "You're not going to win a game." What happened? My team proved you wrong. My team of rookies and Cam Newton proved you wrong. So I'm gunning for even better this year.
I finished first place in the league. I didn't win the championship, but I was first place in the regular season. It took me like, what, 9-10 weeks before I lost a game?
Yeah.
It's what happens. It's what happens when you draft Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, and Julian Edelman. You just go, Patriots offense. It'll be fine.
Yeah, then you find out that his deflator gate that he managed to skip by last year, he's getting a penalty this year.
That's fine. He's just going to be more rested for the playoffs. That's four games he doesn't have to take hits.
True.
Man's 39 years old. He doesn't need to take those hits. If they're 2-2, they'll win 10 games, make the playoffs.
The fact you're just so confident now, it's like, yeah, that's it.
Brady blew his leg out, and Matt Castle stood in there, and they went 12 and won 12 games. What's Matt Castle done since then?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's fine. It'll be fine. What? It's not a big deal. They'll win games.
So. Try and get ahead of James on the draft pick and get Brady. Wait, what?
Then I'll just take Garoppolo.
See, that's the big thing. It all depends where we are draft, what number draft mm-hmm. we get. Because I wonder if me being low-ish, because I finished mid-table on there. So I was
football.
Proud of that. Yeah.
Middle of the league. Wrong.
So I might get an earlier draft pick, you know, because I was fairly late on mine. I didn't get, you know, and also the fact that I was like kind of going, duh, 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 duh,
duh. We're like telling you don't draft all kickers, Will.
So, what? Oh, that's 3 points. But, well, yeah, so we'll see how it goes. I'm not sure. I think there's 2 spots left. On there, so if you want to join us on the NFL Fantasy Football League bit, give one of us a shout. We'll let Ed know, and we can go from there. But speaking of playing stuff from last year, what are you playing this week, James?
This week, I have been playing quite a few things. I have modded the hell out of Broke and then Unbroke and modded it more of Skyrim. And started playing that again. Because it ain't Skyrim if you don't mod it to hell and back again.
That's not me this year on the consoles.
Yep. It'll be happening soon, but I've got mine modded to hell and back, and I'm just kind of running around now with, like, in Skyrim, doing things, doing the Skyrim. I have yet to actually beat that game.
You never finished it?
I never finished the main storyline. I've got like 90 hours into that game. Never finished the main storyline. I've done the war. Never finished the main storyline. I always, like, get to High Hrothgar, get the first shout, and then I'm like, peace, I'm out!
Jeez. You know, I can't really moan or say anything about 90 hours in Skyrim, because I'll let you know how many hours I've been in The Witcher in a bit.
Yeah, it's just, for me, it was always just like, ooh, what's this? Ooh, what's this? Ooh, what's this? Wait, what time is it? Oh, shit. Wasn't I supposed to be doing something? Nah! Ooh, what's this? So, I have a house I have to build. I have to build my house. Sir, you're the Dragonborn. You must stop this. Fuck you. I need to get iron to build these rivets. Don't you know my place needs doors?
Oh, Randy Savage Dragon.
Thomas the Tank Engine coming down.
Yeah, in Fallout 4.
Choo choo.
So, do, 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 do.
Yes, that's exactly how this will happen. But yeah, that's I've been playing that. Mm-hmm. I also have been playing World of Warcraft still. I actually have met up with some real people to play World of Warcraft.
Nice.
So I'm actually playing it with people instead of me just like sitting by myself going like, I'm just going to mine this vein over here. Played a little bit of The Division. They've updated the loot tables, which I'm really happy about.
Have they actually fixed Dead Zone yet?
No, but they've done like the PvE. They've been basically focusing on PvE content. I think they're just kind of like assuming that, like, you want to know what? It's kind of shit. We're just going to let it be shit.
Well, yeah, because they're probably thinking about Division 2.
Yeah.
And then the third one would be for your Premier League.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then finally, I've been playing some Hearts of Iron 4, which is the obvious World War II simulation game from Paradox, which, of course, me being the way I am, went, how can I make this game fun? And I went, I know how I want to make this game fun. So fascist United States, the free empire of the United States, joined the Axis and proceeded to crush everybody in the Americas and then took their economic might to fight Britain.
Did you win?
Oh, yes. I won. And then I crushed the Soviet Union. And then that was by 1941. So we had taken over, the Allies were destroyed. It's funny what happens, when France gets invaded from Portugal. I just let the German, so that happened, and then, like, we invaded Russia, took over Russia. And then at that point, since I had Russia, all to myself, and the Americas, and all the surplus military equipment, I realized, you want to know what? I flipped back democratic, and then proceeded to crush the Axis. And everybody was then controlled by the United States, or as I had lovingly called them, the Empire of Trump.
You used a Trump card.
We had the best U.S. All of it was U.S. It was the best. We had the best equipment, the best people.
So you made America great again.
I did. I made America great again. I made the entire entire world great again.
So you went, we're fascists, and no, we're not. We're going to be like, after you guys.
We went fascist just because that way we could actually change it. So like, because, you know, you start off as an unmilitarized isolationist nation in the middle of a depression. What's the biggest way to get military factories opened up again? Go fascist. Why go fascist? Because then you can change your thing from being demilitarized to full conscription. And that gets your manpower up. And then you can start drafting people. And then you can start fighting wars. By the end of it, like, South America was nothing but just a military factory hub for me. Like, it was just military factories just turning out tanks and fighters and jets. And just everything was just getting shipped over. And because I took over France. And once I had France, like, taken over, it was just game over because I had, like, my one landing spot and it just spread. It was like that freaking map in, what's the name of the alternative World War II where aliens came in and it was a PlayStation-only game? Resistance Fall of Man.
Yeah.
It was like the Resistance Fall of Man, except, like, the United States just spread. So United States was best United States. Next, I'm playing with Sweden, and I'm going communist.
one of the most laid-back countries ever.
Yes. Yeah, Sweden will rule the world, but not only does it, it's communist Sweden.
That's going to be fun. You have to let us know how you do on that one.
I've just started it. I've just been switching myself over. I'm trying to take over Denmark and Norway before World War II breaks out.
So, is that it?
That's it. That's all I've been playing. I'm conquering the world, one nation at a time.
Well, I played stuff this week. You know, I didn't play as much different things this week because I wanted to try. Anyway, because I'm kind of mindful of, like, you know, how much different stuff I'm playing, because I don't want it to become like I played this for 5 minutes and I played that for 5 minutes and then. Because, you know, we want more depth to what I've been playing of late, so I tried to cut it down a bit. You know, the weekend we normally play with Ed still on Rainbow Six Siege, and this week, and I've posted the video on this. It should be on the site. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure whether it's been exported to you guys or not, but I definitely put it down as a highlight that I'm wanting. Actually, no, it didn't because it didn't stream it. Shit. But I did actually put it on my Facebook. So you need to check it out on my Twitter. There was a 5-on-5 match with a bomb. Okay. Now, I'm in a room. I'm lying prone. Okay. And it's down to like a 2-on-1 where you've got a random guy with us and the enemy. Enemy comes into the doorway. Doesn't see me. Sees my ally in the door and starts trying to shoot him. I just suddenly get up, turn towards him and go, bang, headshot, he's done. Fucking pissed myself laughing at that one, because it's a case of he's just sort of like, do-do-do-do-do, like, see if you can see this one, mate. Boom. End the round. So I was quite pleased with that one. Yeah. We are making a great team of it, though, again. And that's the good thing about Rainbow Six, is the teamwork aspect. I thought it'd get a bit stale, but it really hasn't. After all this time, we even tried to get Lady Hawk in to play with us again. Because she's brilliant at playing games with. She really is fun. I then did the Sunday service stuff, which it has been The Witcher 3, and I know you're probably all getting a bit bored of me talking about Geralt, but so this week I decided to play a shit ton more to try and beat it, because I thought, I'm getting close to the end here. You know, there's the main story quest I'm on is to, like, take a castle, and it got to the point where it goes, if you have any other side quests to do, do them now in case you can't do them after beyond this point. So I'm thinking, oh, I've almost completed the Blood and Wine DLC here. I might as well go back to the side quests. So today and yesterday, I must have played, 10 hours worth of it? Near enough of doing stuff like the side quests and the Witcher contracts and the treasure hunts. There was a really, really silly one that I got today. It's called Paper Chase.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the bank because you want money out. And they won't let you take your money out because you go up to them and go, I'd like to take money out, please. And it's you're dead. You can't have your money. It's like, I'm not dead. I'm standing here. So they go, oh, we have to reactivate your account. So you need a P32 form. And you have to go to the teller over there for it. So you go over to the other bank clerk and you go, okay, I need a P32 form. They go, you can't have it. So, okay, why not? Because you need a form 202 to get a P32. So it's like, you see Geralt getting wound up. Like everybody else in like a store that you can't get your own way on because of a certain situation, whether it's your fault, their fault or not. Same thing with a bank. If you're trying to go for a loan and you have to go through hoops for, same situation.
Sounds like the DMV.
Yeah. Perfect example, mate. Absolutely perfect example. Now, inwardly, I'm pissing myself laughing. Outwardly, unlike Geralt, I'd say I would punch them in the face because they're not doing it. They're being dicks to us. You know? And it's like they've really got this well done. To how situations arise like this. It's like, look, if you don't give me my money, I'm gonna burn this fucking bank down. You know? So yeah, it's like really enjoying The Witcher. I am now at a point where I'm on that story mission. So I'm guessing this week's Sunday service, episode 28 of the bloody Sunday service now. It's been well over half a year I've been doing these. I reckon this Sunday's going to be the last one of The Witcher 3, which is a landmark, really. When you think about it, it's a big milestone because I'll be moving on to other things like Doom and maybe No Man's Sky and, you know, Just Cause 3. And I've still got to go through Dark Souls 3 at some point. But, yeah. Tuesday Pinball was A New Hope. Another new personal best on the final game of the three, which is nice, which is kind of a double-edged sword though, because I've said before, I'm trying to set up the link for the charity Extra Life on November the 5th, where I'm playing 24 hours of pinball, where if I beat my personal best on the table, I give £2 to the charity from my own pocket. So yeah, I'm kind of like shoot myself in the foot with this sort of stuff, because while I'm great, well, it's great, new personal best scores, it's like, yeah, I'm making it harder for myself on the 5th of November. But I'm enjoying playing it again. It's like a little challenge sort of thing that I'm giving myself of, am I still as good as I was? Because, you know, former champ of the league, I've got to try and rekindle that, because, you know, if an esports of Zen Pinball does come out, I've got to be in it. Yeah, I've got to attempt to try and win money on this. Also played for Late Night Lard. That's the South Park Stick of Truth. And yeah, I start off with Deja Vu and I'm thinking, hang on, I've done this section before. I'm sure I beat this bit because we're in the bar having to get enough money to go get the mask from Ned and Jimbo's shop so you can actually go meet, is it, I'm trying to remember the kid's name now, but you have to, but the house he's in has a guard on it that maces you if you don't have the mask. So I'm getting the money up for it. I go into the bar where they say, oh, there's rats down in the basement, you got to clear them out. And I'm thinking, hang on, I did this in episode one. What? And then I realised, at the end of the last episode, guess who didn't fucking save the game? Yep, that would be me then. So I had to do that little bit again. But yeah, we got through the school to get Craig out. We've got the two versions of the fart, and once again reminded, do not fart on another man's balls. Right? Just don't do it. Just don't. I forgot how much fun that is, because it's the Jimmy fight.
Yep, I'm getting I remember to. The Jimmy fight.
We've got Timmy, you've got Kenny going around flashing kids as like, titties, which is very wrong, very 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 wrong.
Very wrong.
But in that context, fucking hilarious. So South Park Late Night Lars on a Tuesday night, 11 PM UK time. Come in and join the fun because you know it's you lot in the chat that made me become a Jew in this. Because I threw it open to them, and it's like, okay, here we go, forever. Two new games I've tried this week, because I'm also looking at mixing things up a bit and trying something new rather than the same old stuff you hear me talk about week in, week out. So recently I bought Shadow of the Beast, and so fired that up, and I had mixed reviews about it, so I was kind of not too fussed about playing it. But then I started playing it again, and it's brutal as I remember it, and you get some good combos going up because you can get like an unleash of special power, which sort of zooms into the play area. You hit left and right stick and square at a certain point, and it does combos, builds up combos for it, and there's some pretty nasty damage going on in this. I advise buying it. You know, it was on the cheap. A couple of weeks ago in the EU PlayStation, but yeah, now if you can pick it up, do so, mate, because it's actually quite good. I'm about 3 levels in, and it looks like there's a potential score chase element in there. And then finally, early this evening, as part of again Battle Cattle, you know, the on the Friday evening with Simmer and Danicom. They were playing Worms Revolution. Now, it's a game I bought recently because people said, oh, you got to buy it so we can join us. It's like, okay, I will. Yeah, it's Worms, which is nice. It's got Matt Berry as the voice, the narrating and stuff, which is fun because, you know, he's brilliant as an actor. He's Renner in season 2 of the IT Crowd. He's the one that comes into the action with the funeral and he's like, Father! And pushes over the action, the coffin is like, tits! Him. So yeah, he's the voice of it. And we've played about 3 games and I kind of caused 2 of my worms to commit suicide by fucking up royally and made me lose the game. But we won't really go into that too much, shall we? Eh? But yeah, if you want to play us on a Steam at some point for some worms, give us a shout, let us know. And that is everything that I've been playing.
That's it.
And I believe, unless we have a shout out to Danica and Simmer for letting us join in on that one, I believe that's it. So all you have to do is, where can they find you, mate?
They can find me streaming on tgwpis.twitch.tv. They can find us here on our wonderful YouTube channel. They can also find me at Spike2579 on Twitter and SpikeSP2579 on the PSNs.
And on Steam? Are you on the Steams as well?
I think my name right now is SpikeSP2579, but it changes.
Cool. That's cool, because I believe I have you on Steam. If I don't, then what the hell am I doing, damn it? Whereas you can find me on Steam as PSN_LardTeamMaker. You can find me on PSN and Xbox as LardTeamMaker, as well as Twitter and Twitch. You know, you see my ugly mug on there. And also part of the YouTube of The Game Won't Play Itself. And should be streaming the Extra Life bit on the TGWPIS channel. I think that would be the best way to do that 24-hour bit is on that stream channel. Apart from that, I think that is pretty much it. We should hopefully have some more news about, you know, Twitter for this wonderful thing we've got going on here, clean site. And emails and that, hopefully soon. Fingers are crossed. like, you know, as soon as that happens. And also when these go on, like, iTunes and Stitcher and stuff. But anyway, that is it. Thank James, as always.
Thank you, and Will. It's been fun. Let's hope for a better August.
Yep, let's hope a huge August and a huge September as well. But I also want to thank everyone of you for watching, anyone for you for commenting, anyone for you liking, subbing the channel, subbing our Twitches, following us on Twitter. You know, it's all fantastic, and we thank you all for it. But that is it. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.